takes the snap, hands to Murray right and left side. Murray's hit behind the line of scrimmage. Oh, they're going to say he's in. Touchdown, Oakland.
It was that kind of night for the Broncos in Oakland as the team falls to 6-3 on the year. Hello, and thank you for joining us for Elway Access. I'm Phil Milani alongside John Elway. And John, there's a lot of sense of urgency around the building this week. A few people have thrown out the word must win. You look at the game like that?
Well, we look at every game as a must win because that's why we go to play the game. If we, you know, we want to win the game. And obviously every game is important with only 16 of them. They all really count. But we're going into a hornet's nest, going down there to New Orleans. They play very well at home. Drew Brees is playing very well. I think they've won a couple in a row now. So we've got our hands full. But coming off the loss last week against the Raiders was you know, a tough one. And so, you know, I think everyone's taking that to heart and realize that for us to stay in contention for the division, because it's a dogfight in our division, that this is a very important one.
The offense has sort of struggled to stay on the field. And Rick Dennison said maybe there's been some frustration, but maybe that's not a bad thing. Do you agree with that? Maybe get some more emotion out there?
Well, yeah, and I think that, you know, at least come out of the locker room with some emotion. I think, you know, we've started, you know, first and third quarters have been very poor. I think we have 12 plays in those quarters last week, but it's been a problem the whole year. And so been trying to find a solution. Hopefully we can get that done. But I think, you know, ultimately it's important for us to stay on the field, get some first downs. Even if we don't score early, you know, at least we're flipping the field and giving our defense a rest, because eventually if the defense is on the field all the time, that's going to catch up with them later in the game. So that's why it's important for us to pull our weight on the offensive side.
Well, we're just getting started here on Elway Access. When we come back, we'll look ahead to that Hornets nest playing down in New Orleans on Sunday.
CenturyLink is rolling out 1 gig internet so you can connect to all the Broncos high-speed action.
CenturyLink, home team, home connection.
CenturyLink, partners in speed with the Denver Broncos and Emmanuel Sanders.
Broncos fans, are you connected?
The U.S. Bank FlexPerks Travel Rewards Visa Signature Card. Flex points go farther. Earn more and redeem faster, giving more power to you. Airline tickets start at just 20,000 Flex points. Apply today at FlexPerks.com.
Only NFL Sunday Ticket brings you every game, every Sunday, no matter where you live. Plus, the Red Zone Channel, DirecTV Fantasy Zone, and more. For the ultimate NFL viewing experience, order NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV.
Back here on Elway Access, and John, the Broncos heading down to New Orleans this week. The Saints have one of the best offenses in the league. How does Drew Brees keep getting it done year after year?
Well, I mean, he's playing great. You know, I think that, you know, he's been in that system for a long time. Him and Sean Payton get along very, very well. They think a lot alike. And anytime you have that kind of relationship with a head coach and a quarterback, you're going to have some success on the offensive side. And so he knows that offense like the back of his hand and you know, can do it in his sleep. So he just, you know, does a tremendous job. And he's physically, he can still do it. He's very accurate with the football and gets rid of it in a hurry. So I think they're number one actually in the league in offense. So it's going to be a great challenge for us.
We talked about it earlier, that Hornets nest down there. You played in the Superdome once. What is the atmosphere like down there?
It's loud, and they you know, everything kind of reverberates inside that dome because it's one of those old domes. And so very, very loud, and they play to that and understand that. They've got rabid fans down there that, you know, love their Saints. And so, you know, hopefully we can get down there and quiet them a little bit, hold on the ball, and maybe get out to a lead to where we can control the football a little bit.
Well, it's a big one before the bye week. Broncos and Saints coming up on Sunday. That's going to do it for us. For John Elway, I'm Phil Milani, and that's been Elway Access.